Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, all right then. Let's do this thing, shall we? It is now 5:06 at 106.3 WORD for Tuesday, January 21st, less than a year until we swear in the next president, who just might be the one we've got right now. All righty, glad you're with us this afternoon. It's Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and the conservative kitty. We didn't get to your call in the last hour, but we'll lead off this time around. Hi there.
Hi, Jimbo.
Hi.
I want to let you know, and everybody know that I have voted every time since I was 18.
Good for you.
And I do massive research before I vote.
Excellent.
For any candidate.
Excellent.
Just like I did Rush, like I did President Trump. Mm-hmm. But my husband and I have researched on Tommy Smith, and we feel for sure that it is like that Clinton links or stuff is all his wife. And you know how two people can have separate views?
They can, absolutely. Well, I mean, James Carville and Mary Madeline certainly have separate views, yeah.
Yeah, and Hubert has, like, I mean, no experience in management. Imagine Hubert taking over Greenville, Grant County, you know, I mean, or anything like that. I mean, and he has no management experience like Tommy does, Tommy Smith, you know? I mean, I don't know. I would feel better with Tommy Smith.
That's interesting. I gather just from the general tenor of the comments that I've heard on the Ingalls Advantage talk line and the things I've read on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, that those who emphasize their conservatism are tending more away from Smith and toward Hobart.
I don't understand why they, because I am very 100% conservative, right-wing conservative. I mean, all the way. I mean, my whole life. My daddy brought me up as a good Christian, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't feel like Hobart's got enough experience with the, you know, dealing with the, all the, you know, because that's a lot of money to be dealing with, you know, with the Greenville County Sheriff's Department, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, and I have researched him and everything, and all of his experience and everything, you know, shows no, I mean, maybe he once was a Democrat, but Trump was a Democrat too a long time ago. But I voted for him. I researched him deep because I wasn't sure about voting for him, but I researched him and found he was a Christian and all kinds of stuff. And I voted for him, just like I'm going to vote for Tommy.
Well, there you go. we very much appreciate that. Conservative kitty. Is that on your birth certificate, by the way?
What?
Conservative?
No. Well, really, my name is hard to pronounce, so I don't put it online.
Very good. Well, you certainly don't have to.
May God bless your day. May God bless your day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much,
Kitty.
Have a
good day.
Have a good day yourself.
You.
There you go. Okay, so that's a 2 cents worth put in there at 10 minutes past 5 at 106.3 WORD. A vote from a conservative for Smith. All right. Let's talk to Lee in Simpsonville this afternoon. Good afternoon, Lee.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to touch in on, I guess, the last caller respectfully. You know, people keep talking about, you know, Hobart dealing with the budget. Man, you know, out the gate, I'm a huge Hobart supporter. Know him personally, great guy. But, you know, people forget Hobart's a business owner as well. He runs a daily business, and, you know, he worked in Glare. He left, opened up his HVAC company. He's been successful with that. Worked at Greenville County. So, I mean, he does have experience and obviously working on budgets and things like that. Granted, it's not, you know, the big grand scheme of things, but keep in mind, too, and, you know, an easy Google search, you know, Washington Post and news articles like that, you could see where A.T. Smith didn't do very well with his budget at all. And I think Greenville County is going to make a big decision tonight. I think Hobart's going to have a big victory. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't win by 10 points. And I think Greenville County can finally put this sheriff's race behind us and move on to bigger and better things.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting to see how it comes out, and especially it's dynamite to see so many people who care. That is just, to me, the most important thing about this, even more than who wins, is the fact that people are actively involved in this race. Now, granted, people you know who listen to talk radio, especially 106.3 WORD, tend to be much more involved. So that unfortunately, you have a lot of neighbors. You know, there are people out there, a lot of people, who do not know that there is a sheriff's race today.
Right. And one thing that's really amazed me, too, and, I mean, honestly, I'm not, you know, putting them on the same category, but I, as far as a local race, I've never seen the citizens rally around a candidate like they have for Hobart Lewis. I mean, it's really been phenomenal. I mean, you kind of see that with Donald Trump. You know, nobody gave him a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, blah, blah, blah. But then the people of this county, man, they believe in them. The officers believe in them. And people have just supported this guy tremendously, and I think they're going to be rewarded for it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not sure how long it takes them to count. Probably there aren't going to be so many votes. We will know pretty soon, I would think.
Right.
Yeah, so certainly Tara will know tomorrow morning.
Everybody have a great day.
Well, a great day to you as well, and thank you very much for sharing that. To me, Lee in Simpsonville, to me, the most important thing about all of this is the interest that is being shown, and that's vital. Boy, there are so many people who take their franchise so casually, and it is very important. It is very important. Votes count, and they matter, and it can't be overstated. To get involved in every race. I mean, you don't have to go out and, you know, campaign or do the 21st century equivalent of licking envelopes, but certainly to the extent that you can get involved. That's part of what it goes with being a citizen, with being a taxpayer, a voter, an active part of this electoral process in this country. It does matter, and all of you are to be so commended for getting actively involved here. A lot of races around the country like this just go ignored, and you wind up with people who get elected with a tiny fraction of the total electorate's vote because they were the most of those people who bothered to vote. I know some places have mandatory voting. I think in Australia you're fined if you don't vote. That I'm not sure that necessarily improves the electorate, but at least it gets people involved. And we need more involvement. Boy, do we need more involvement. So, for what it's worth, congratulations to all. I would note, by the way, that the impeachment trial, of course, for the moment is not underway at this moment. It opened up, of course, with Mitch McConnell making some last-minute changes to the ground rules. The proceedings could still wrap up within days. Responding to objections from within Republican ranks, McConnell altered the trial resolution to give House impeachment managers and the president's defense 24 hours spread over 3 days for each side to make their cases, rather than the 2 days initially approved. And also, House impeachment inquiry transcripts will be entered into the evidence rather than being subject to a vote later in the trial. So, Chuck Schumer says he still plans to propose amendments to the trial rules to introduce witnesses and new evidence, but there's been that change so far today. Jimbo, for Bobby Mack, time now at 106.3 WORD 515.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, indeedy, 521 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and today and tomorrow. We'll see about the rest of the week. In the meantime, Gary calls in from Greenville. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Mr. Bohannon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I just voted in the sheriff's race in my 21st precinct in Greenville, and I'm a 21-year resident and never voted in a sheriff's race until now.
Well, I'm glad you voted. Go ahead.
I was kind of torn between the two candidates. You know, listening to them in the debates, they pretty much agree with most of the conservative talking points. But, you know, another caller really hit it on the nail on the head is it's a big department, a big budget. And, yeah, Mr. Lewis is a businessman, but I don't think he's handling the kind of money and headcount that the Greenville Sheriff's Department is. Whereas, and I don't like some of the tactics A.T. Smith used in his campaign or people used in his name. I don't know, you know, the flyers and all the slander and clearly false accusations, but just looking at the qualifications for the job, I think he's the better fit between the two.
Well, a lot of people, I think, are torn, if you will, in this particular regard. And, yeah, I'll be curious as to the results of all of this, because it doesn't seem to be as cut and dried as it may have appeared at first glance here.
And so, something I don't understand about these changing precincts. Now, mine didn't change, but they said it's because the schools are in session. But aren't schools in session during the general elections?
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have personally voted, not anywhere near here, but at another location. I have voted in schools while classes were in session. As I recall, I think we may have voted, I don't know, in the library or the cafeteria. But I have voted with the little kids in classes. I've walked past rooms, and you could look in, and you could see the kids sitting there and voted, and they didn't look outside and get all bothered with all the grown-ups who were walking in and out of the school. I voted in schools, and there were kids attending classes, so I'm not sure why that's such a hang-up.
Yeah, that's very peculiar. That's the first time I've even heard of that.
Yeah. Again, I suppose it depends on where in a given school people are voting. There would be locations within a school which presumably might be disruptive, I guess. I don't know. Again, it might be the particulars of a given location. But anyway, I thank you for your thoughts very much, Gary, and your involvement. That matters. People like Gary who keep this country rolling along by getting involved, finding out, and casting their ballot. So thank you very, very much for that. It's 524 at 106.3 WORD as we go to Dale on his cell phone. Hello, Dale.
Hello. I'm all confused about this. The Senate has the impeachment process going on, correct?
They are conducting the impeachment trial, yes.
What does Chuck Schumer have to do with the Senate? He's in the House.
No. Chuck Schumer is a U.S. senator from New York. He was formerly a member of the House, but he has been since the year 1999. He's been a U.S. senator, and he's the Democratic leader in the Senate.
All right. Now, then what was he doing in the House creating all the havoc or was he not, or was he just speaking his mind to what all was going on in the House?
Well, he may. I mean, a lot of senators have spoken out about what's going on in the House. Schumer is one of those rare individuals who's been on both halves of an impeachment process. In 1998, when Bill Clinton was being impeached by the House, Chuck Schumer was a representative, a House member from New York. That trial did not get going until the next U.S. Congress in 1999. And during the election of 98, Schumer was elected to the Senate. So he took part in the process of impeaching in the House in 98, and then in 99, as a brand new U.S. senator, he took part in the trial of Bill Clinton.
Okay, but what, did he not preside over anything in the House on this impeachment? I was thinking
Chuck Schumer, you're talking about this time around, the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer had nothing to do with it.
Okay, I was thinking I had heard him talk.
You heard him talk a lot. Chuck has a big mouth. They say the most dangerous place to be, the most dangerous place to be in Washington is anywhere between Chuck Schumer and a microphone. He talked a lot, but he had nothing to do with the House process.
Okay, I was confused on that then. Yeah.
Well, no, he opens his mouth so much, it's hard to keep track. I agree.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Another former House member turned senator. All right, Dale. Yeah, no, Chuck Schumer is the Senate Democratic leader. He's been a member of the Senate since 1999, and he's the guy who's now leading the charge to get Donald Trump convicted. That's a high, tall order there because of the fact that he will need all 47 of his Democrats and 20 of the 53 Republicans, and he knows as well as anybody else that that ain't going to happen. So,
I hope it doesn't. I can't guarantee anything about all that.
Oh, you can guarantee that. That one's pretty. You can pretty much bet the mortgage on that one, Dale.
I hope so.
Appreciate your thoughts very much and your call. Absolutely. It's 27 now past 5 at 106.3 WORD. Again, the final outcome is a 2/3 vote. Stuff that happens in the meantime is a majority vote in the Senate, procedures, rules, and stuff like that. And there, of course, a simple majority, the Republicans don't have much of one, 53-47. And, of course, the Mike Pence tiebreaker on most items that come before the Senate doesn't apply in the impeachment trial, so they don't have a tiebreaker. So you may have a few wishy-washy senators for the Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine, people of that ilk. So we'll see. Already responding to objections from within the Republican ranks, so Mitch McConnell has altered the trial resolution to give House impeachment managers and the president's defense team 24 hours spread over 3 days for each side to make their cases rather than 2 days as he initially proposed. So that'll be a little longer. House impeachment inquiry transcripts will be entered into the evidence rather than being subject to a vote later in the trial. McConnell, in justifying this, says that the Senate's fair process will draw a sharp contrast with the unfair and precedent-breaking inquiry that was carried on by the House of Representatives. Chuck Schumer, that Senate Democratic leader of whom we spoke a moment ago, says he still plans to propose amendments to the trial rules, primarily to introduce witnesses and new evidence. And Schumer, as he put it, says the McConnell rule seems to be designed by President Trump for President Trump. It's a cover-up. No Chucky sweets. It's a chance to get all kinds of witnesses included. And I can't wait to watch your case blow up in your face when witnesses for the president also appear. I'm looking forward to witnesses, Chucky. All right, Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD is where you're at the time, 5:29.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 8:23 before 6. That's our time at 106.3 WORD, where the Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. Again, all the voting locations may be found listed on the WORD Facebook page, okay? Now to Bruce in Simpsonville. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Good afternoon. Well, it's an afternoon. I don't know how good it is. Because it's,
well, fair enough. Okay, so afternoon, Bruce. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it just befuddles me. I've done 15 years at the sheriff's office, or in law enforcement. Most of it was in Greenville County.
Uh-huh.
And when I worked there, we were the premier law enforcement agency in the state. And that was under Johnny Mack.
Right.
And when he retired, unfortunately, some things happened. Steve Loftus was a good man. He was my captain when I gave him my resignation letter. Loved the man. He was a lieutenant while I was in uniform patrol. But I don't know what happened there. It's unfortunate. And since then, it blows and boggles the mind when you go in and try to just, here's our candidate's resume. Here's what we have here. I don't know Hobart. I'm sure he's a wonderful man. Like me, I left the sheriff's office. Well, like him, I don't know. Kind of like him. I left the sheriff's office because I started having kids, and I need to actually make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I started a business and done fairly well at it. Sold it last year. And, I, too, just had a high school education. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I would not even attempt to run for sheriff's office because of what's involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have a man who is the hometown boy, regardless of what all the other Hobart people say. I mean, it is crazy, the craziness that the crap that they come up with. Now, that's the negative campaign. That's the only campaign they had because they couldn't run on a record. And to listen to their logic, you know, he's a communist. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I've been drugged down. You do that, and you lose IQ points. But
you're saying, I guess, essentially, you feel that Tommy Smith has been unfairly maligned. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, my God. That's all it is. That's the only campaign they had. They couldn't run on some kind of a record. I mean, Tommy, from the time he was 18, started dispatching until he's old enough to become a deputy. And when he became a deputy, he excelled within a 7 or 8 year period to lieutenant. And then went on the Secret Service, then worked his way up there. The man has 2 master's degrees and a bachelor's degree. you know, into, let's see, had 7,000 employees, $50 billion budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what people say. He was an excellent man. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been in a position. And you hung around in Washington that all it takes is a couple of politicians, people lose their job for whatever, it don't matter what kind of job they're doing. Somebody's going to pay a price. And, that's true.
Well, but we appreciate your perspective, obviously, from having been there. Thank you for sharing that, Bruce. Appreciate that very much. It's now 19 minutes before 6 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, and we got Don in Greenville. He just voted. Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Bear with me if my cell phone goes out. I'm in Belle Meade, which is between the south end of White Horse and Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavily Afro-American. So we had 60. I was number 61 to vote last time, and I'm number 31 to vote this time.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, what time of day you voted could make a difference. Are you suggesting there's less turnout this time?
I am, but I normally I vote this time of day. I have to admit I don't remember voting what time it was last time.
Yeah, because it sounds like this race has generated an awful lot of excitement.
Yeah, I was surprised to have five people to choose from.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in any event, where you voted, you feel like it felt like the turnout was lower.
Yeah, I'd say that definitely.
All right.
This time I would expect more people. I'm the only. I'm still in the park lot, and I'm like the only one here that's not worker. So there's been no real traffic in and out for the last 20 minutes since I've been here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as you bothered to call in, we're curious as if everybody else is offering their 2 cents worth. For whom did you vote?
Well, the sheriff's deputy just drove by, so I voted for Hobart Lewis.
All right. I hope that the fact that a sheriff's deputy just drove by doesn't have anything to do with what you said.
I just thought it was an interesting coincidence. I got you.
You voted for Hobart Lewis, okay? I'm just curious as to why. We've had all kinds of opinions offered. So what would be your thoughts?
I think he's younger, has probably more local experience. Those are two main things. Although he's worked in the department, he's been out of the department for a while, so he's a little bit of an outsider, but not from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I didn't appreciate the other guy spending so much money on the campaign. That's odd. I don't even care about that. But
I wouldn't think as a general rule that a county sheriff's job would involve a lot of heavy campaign spending.
Not normally, no.
Yeah.
Well,
but anyway, I appreciate your thoughts, and thank you very much, Donald. So we've had back-to-back there a Tommy Smith voter and a Hobart Lewis voter. So, okay, given the fact that votes in local races like this are usually... there's not that many people who vote, even in a race that has drawn some interest, that as a general rule, I would say we'll know pretty soon. Certainly Tara will know in the morning, obviously, though, for what it's worth. And, of course, more calls to come at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, such as the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, and we'll get to a call from there after we pause briefly. 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. And your thoughts welcome, of course. We can talk about the sheriff's race. We can talk about the impeachment trial just underway. And again, they're wrangling about how they're going to do it and not moving rapidly. But that's the way they do things inside the Beltway. More to come. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD. Stand by. We got a little bit of information to provide your way, and then back with more calls in just a moment. Time now is 15 before 6.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nine before 6 o'clock, we're getting this rush hour under control hereabouts at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. I'm Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean today and tomorrow. After that, we'll see. In the meantime, our Ingalls Advantage talk line is open at 1-800-347-1063. Sorry that Robin couldn't stay on the line, but Jim is there on his cellular. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you, Steve?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I was listening to a caller earlier that was over in the Bell Mead area. He was talking about the low voter turnout, and I voted just a little while ago in the Sandy Flat area, Taylor's Blue Ridge in that area. And I asked one of the polling people how the turnout was, and they were like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's just been so much more. She said that the first where they had all the other candidates and everything, there was like around a little over 1,000, and she said they have well exceeded that, probably almost twice. And I don't know if that's an accurate count, but, you know, and while I was there, I had to wait in line for just a little bit, and then there were more still pouring in, you know, as I left. So it was good to see the turnout.
Yeah, I would have to think the previous caller, his experience was an anomaly. The interest that I have seen this afternoon would tell me that turnout is going to be much higher than usual.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And on a personal note, thank 106.3, and all the rest. You know, I really almost feel embarrassed to say, as ignorant as I was about politics, and how much I've learned in probably about the last year and a half just from this radio station has been astronomical. And I really appreciate, and it's made me more aware of what's going on and definitely want to be more involved.
Well, that's mighty kind of you, and we certainly do appreciate that, Jim. I'm sure you were never ignorant. However, we are awfully glad that you have learned from us, and we'll try to live up to that responsibility. I thank you very much for sharing your thoughts this afternoon. It is now 6:07, and we go to Rick and Taylor's. Hello, Rick.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bohannon. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
This just goes to show the gentleman that just spoke, I, too, just left the Sandy Flat precinct, and as we were walking in the door, one of the pollers was saying that the person that was putting their ticket in was number 1,000, and that was about 15 minutes ago. And I was number 8 on my sheet. The previous caller to him said that he was number whatever it was. It may have been the number on the page that he was referring to, but not necessarily the number of the vote for that particular precinct.
Sure.
So, but the way I understood it, I was 1,008. For the Sandy Flat. So obviously it's been a great turnout. He said he anticipated a 25% just for this precinct here.
Oh, that's great. I mean, again, sheriff's races don't attract ordinarily that big a turnout. So that's great.
No. But this is two precincts voting because of the schools being in operation. But Sandy Flat and Mountain View were combined. But still, that's going to be over 20% for sure.
Yeah. We had a texter, by the way, earlier say that security at schools is so much tighter these days that apparently what I experienced some years ago in another state in voting in a school where the students were there, apparently there's a trend away from that now. So that may be part of what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You used to could vote during school. There was a segregated place.
Yeah.
But now they do that. But,
right. Well, I must confess, the place when I voted, that other experience I had, that was before 9/11, before a lot of these shootings and the like. So I'm sure things have changed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your call, your listenership. Appreciate it so much. As we go to Karen in Fountain Inn. Hi, Karen. Oh, let's go to Marcus in Greenville. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Jimbo.
Hi.
I called to give you as to why I voted for Hobart Lewis. I was kind of on the fence for both. You know, I really kind of liked AT's experience before I started to hear him in the debates. And the thing that really threw me over was this morning when he was speaking to Tara. He had such – and I'm a millennial conservative that used to be a Democrat. I voted for Obama the first time around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't make that mistake twice. But this morning when he was talking to Tara, he had that sort of holier-than-thou attitude that you hear from most conservatives. That pompous attitude, like he could do nothing wrong.
Well, I don't know that I hear that from most conservatives. I frankly hear that more from liberals myself, but anyway, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. I'm sorry. That you get from most liberals.
Okay.
That you get that holier-than-thou attitude, that pompous, you know, eco-friendly, I grow peace beans and have armpit hair type of attitude.
Okay. Yeah, I know the attitude. Trust me, I used to live and work in the Washington, D.C. area. I know it very well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But it's that's what really threw me over the edge this morning was that attitude that I'm so used to from liberals. And once I heard that, he just I kind of feel like he's a sheep in wool's.
A wolf in sheep's clothing, yeah. In other words, a liberal who's trying to act conservative, is that what you thought you heard?
Exactly. That's. I don't know why I can't get my words correct.
Well,
I guess
right.
I'm tired, but
that's all right.
I think you get the gist of what I mean.
I do indeed.
I don't trust them.
Well, I mean, again, that's part of the process. All right. And again, we thank you for sharing. It's going to be very interesting to see how this turns out. We've had people calling in both ways on the subject, and we'll continue, of course, to take your calls. If you are standing by, we will get to your calls. So just hang in there at 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. 71307, 71307, and delighted that all of you could join us today and that so many people are involved in this. You are good citizens, folks. Whichever way you go, that's fine with me. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 1063 WORD, the time 3 minutes before 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.